Okay, it's running.
There she
YouTube is running as well.
All right, thank you. I'd like to call Congress back to order after a brief recess for engrossment. Roll call, please. The time is 4:14 p.m.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was muted. Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Second Speaker Rivard?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Speaker Pratt?
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to confirm that everybody's on as we prepare for third reading. All right, reports of select committees. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2218, an act to amend ONCA 2198 to make supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $4,916,296 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with amendments. Voting yes for Good Fox, Keene, Big Horse. We also met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2219, an act to amend ONCA 2197 to authorize IDC communications and IDC grants to expend additional monies in the amount of $534,586 appropriated through FY22 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes were Good Fox, Keene, and Big Horse. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2220, an act to amend ONCA 2203 to appropriate the amount of $2,509,682 of ARPA funds, child care development, and low income household water assistance and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor, Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Big Horse. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2221, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to make supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $2,164,155 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Big Horse. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2222, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $365,419 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Big Horse. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2223, an act to amend ONCA 21-109 to change the recipient of $2 million of ARPA funds for a new COVID-compliant judicial building from the Capital Asset Fund to the executive branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Big Horse. That's it.
All right, thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. We are now on third reading. The first bill is ONCA 2218, an act to amend ONCA 2198 to make supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $4,916,296 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
All right, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2218? Okay, hearing none. Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
All right. Excuse me. The question is, shall ONCA 2218 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. One moment, please. I need a brief recess without objection.